Hi, I'm Eve Kalinic, a nutritional therapist and author.
And I'm Rosemary Ferguson, a nutritionist and a functional medicine practitioner. And this is the Wellness Breakdown. We have lots of clients walking to our clinics asking us about the newest wellness fads that have taken Instagram by storm. But these trends can be so difficult to get reliable information about, so we thought we'd help.
Every week on the show, one of us will set the other one a challenge, testing the validity and the effects of some of these wellness trends. We will test these trends and record our progress over several weeks, days, or even months.
So please join us. This is the Wellness Breakdown.
We are super happy to say this series is supported by Simproof. Simproof believes that living your best, feeling your best, and looking your best starts from within, and we could not agree more. Their unique water-based food supplement containing live and active bacteria was created to support a healthy gut. Our friends at Simproof believe that this can help you gain the most from your life, and Rose and I completely agree. If you want to find out more about Simproof, go to their website. The link is in the show notes.
Welcome to this week's Wellness Breakdown. This week, for a change, I am going to be setting my friend James the challenge of, can he eat a high-protein diet and will it help his sugar cravings? Part of the reason I chose this is because sugar is a huge issue in our society. Our children eat too much sugar. The adults eat too much sugar. It's in everything. It's hidden in everything. And I know this is about high protein, but it's also the reason for giving someone higher protein is to try and reduce sugar cravings. We live in a Western culture where carbs are dominant and our plates are pretty unbalanced. You know, I think snacking is always sugary. We're pushed sugar from every which way. And we eat quite a lot of carbohydrate. You know, people do have carbohydrate three times a day. They have their toast or cereal for breakfast. Then they have sandwiches for lunch. And they have pasta for dinner. We eat too much carbohydrate, and I am not anti-carbohydrate. It's just that in our world, it's a very carbohydrate heavy diet that a lot of people eat. When I work in clinic, I tend to find there are two extremes. Either people are eating way too much protein, probably too much. You can do too much of anything. And then there are people who are not eating enough protein. And as I say, are very carb heavy. Now, I will ask people to up their protein and reduce their carbohydrate because it actually will make them feel fuller for longer. It reduces snacking, and as I said, it will keep their blood sugar levels more balanced in a lot of cases. I would use this protocol for somebody who's very reliant on sugars. Not so much whole grains, more like refined grains, refined sugars, just to try and help their blood sugar levels balance, to keep their moods more stable and to keep their energy levels up throughout the day. So my dear friend James is getting this challenge because he loves sugar, and he doesn't just love carbohydrate, i.e. like, you know, white breads and things like that. He's one step further. He loves just the refined sugar. So I'm picking on him because he would love to have ice cream for breakfast and he eats quite a lot of sugar. And I just wanted to see how my friend got on with it by increasing their protein and thereby reducing the amount of sugar that was taken in. And also in trying to make it a healthy, higher protein diet. So I'm not interested in an Atkins style. An Atkins style is personified by fried eggs, fried bacon, steaks. You know, it's quite high in saturated fat. It's not a healthy version of a high protein diet. So that's what we'll be doing with James. Something that's sustainable and well balanced. Lean meats, oily fish, vegetable protein, things like tofu or legumes, less refined sugar, better protein, more vegetables. So I wanted to see the impact it would have on his sleep and his energy. So the rules of the challenge are, it's 1 week. And the daily intake should be 1 gram to 1.2 grams per kilo of your body weight. So if you weigh 60 kilos and you're having, that would be about 60 grams of protein. The usual amount that you're meant to have, which is a guide, is 0.8 grams per kilo. So I'm asking for a little bit higher, not a lot, but a little bit more protein intake. I would like you to have all types of protein. So you can have animal, chickens or oily fish, plant-based, a rainbow of fruit and veg every day. I want there to be purple vegetables like aubergine or cabbage. I'd like there to be orange vegetables like sweet potatoes and squash, greens, any of them, Brussels, spinach. I want there to be a really wide mix of those and wide wide mix of fruits too. And I would love you to, well, I just don't want to do any of your sugars, I'm afraid, James, if that's okay. And so those are the rules. I want you to do it for 7 days, and I can't wait to hear how you get on.
The proteins I'm going to focus on are chicken, salmon, any fish. I love fish. I don't really eat red meat ever. My diet is really bad and I am really naughty, and I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't do anything. So for me, I always think the devil on my shoulder says, you can have chocolate, you don't smoke, you don't drink. On my first day, I had some steamed asparagus and 2 boiled eggs for breakfast. For lunch, I had grilled chicken, some peppers, carrots, broccoli. On my first day, I felt inspired, really. I just thought, right, I'm going to do this. I slept really well the first night, because when I eat lots of sugar, my eyes are itching and I'm tired. So I wanted to go to bed at 9 o'clock, but I noticed I had more energy and I went to bed much later than I would normally. Quite late. I remember about 1 in the morning, which is unheard of for me. Day two, I missed breakfast. I just didn't get around to it. But then I had a baked potato and vegetables and some steamed monkfish. I didn't have dinner. I had nuts, mixed nuts. Snacking on nuts is, it's definitely not a star bar, but I found if I add in just a few little raisins or something and then mix the nuts, I can cope with them. Day three, I had homemade vegetable soup, which I made, chunky vegetables, and I had some steamed salmon on top of it, and just nuts and hummus for at night time. I felt even. My temperament was even. There weren't highs and lows. I just felt steady and even and comfortable in my body. Day five, I felt really good. Like, I slept so well, and I woke up day five and I just felt great. I was very even. Bowel movements, didn't really notice much of a change. It's because I'm always pretty regular like that. But my skin 100% changed, and my mind was more even and calm. I was just calmer and more even. And also, because I was trying to be healthy, I wasn't having as much coffee, because I can drink a lot of coffee. So I was having one coffee in the morning. Normally I would have in the morning one whole pot, then loads of other ones. So I could have 6 to 8 to 10 coffees a day. So I went down to 1. So that made a massive difference as well. So it's day 7 today, and I've just had 2 boiled eggs and a bit of avocado, and I'm feeling really great. And I'm going to go and get some fresh prawns, and I'm going to pan fry some prawns with some garlic, and I'm just going to have prawns and salad for lunch. Day 10, I'm feeling alert, sharp, and got even more energy than usual, which is probably a nightmare for most people. Me with lots of energy. Anyway, I have got lots of energy. I'm feeling great. My skin feels great. My mind feels great. This morning I had 2 boiled eggs and a whole avocado. A bit naughty, I suppose. But anyway, for lunch, a carrot, ginger, and apple juice. And I haven't decided what I'm going to have for dinner yet. I'm definitely loving how I'm feeling and how my body's looking. Although for me, that wasn't the thing. It was more for my mind I wanted to do this. But I'm loving how I'm looking. I'm loving how I'm feeling. And I'm loving how my mind is. My mental state. I feel alert, sharp, and very, very positive. Doing this with Rosemary has actually changed my diet completely. I'm much more aware of what I'm eating, and it's made me definitely, like now I've got a bowl of bananas, and I don't particularly like fruit, but now I've got a bowl of fruit and I go for the fruit. I cut an apple up or a handful of nuts at night instead of a family sized dairy milk. I think my taste buds have changed, and also my thinking has changed. Like the other night I had an apple and it just tasted really nice. It tasted equally as nice as if I was having chocolate, and I thought, have I been brainwashed? But it really did. It tasted really nice. I really liked it. I got into a routine with it really quickly, and I'm still in the routine with it now.
Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Rose. I'm really good, thanks.
Kid, have you survived the challenge?
I have survived the challenge. I know you didn't have much faith, but I kind of found it easy. I felt great almost instantly, Rose.
That's good. But okay, let's give them a little bit of history. And why I picked you is because you love, love, love your sugar. And I've listened to your diary, and actually it's true that you don't drink anymore, you don't smoke anymore. And so you are a bit like, I can have sugar and I can have bloody chocolate if that's what I want. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I feel like I've earned it by not drinking and not smoking. But and also, Rose, what it is because I'm tall and I'm kind of skinny and I've been almost the same weight since I was, you know, 17, 18. I think, oh, well, I'm not putting on weight, so it's fine. But I'm not realizing how damaging it is for my body, basically, because I'm looking okay, but I'm not really mentally okay sometimes. And I've now realized it's from so much sugar, the up and the downs.
Yeah, well, that was really interesting, actually. So when I listened to your diary, the word even came up a long time. And you were talking about being on a more even keel. And the more I was thinking about it when I was listening to it, it's all to do with your blood sugar levels. But your blood sugar levels have such a huge impact on your emotional well-being, on your energy. So would you tell us a little bit about how your energy was before and how you felt it changed during the challenge?
Before the challenge, my energy was kind of up and down and I had peaks and troughs. And funnily enough, when I eat a lot of sugar, my eyes just get really itchy. And I thought, God, am I developing like hay fever or something? But as soon as I started to cut out the sugar, I just felt more even and level. I didn't wake up a load of times at night. I went to bed, I sort of woke up and I thought, oh, I didn't wake up 10 times. I just felt more even throughout the day. Like I didn't suddenly feel, oh God, I want a star bar at 11 o'clock, which is my usual. I've had breakfast. I could have a star bar or a Dairy Milk now.
Yeah. Now, I did love from your diary the fact that you know where star bars are and you know where the last shop. I mean, that to me is so genius. It's like, you know, where the last star bar is sold in the vicinity. Yeah. When that cutoff point is and how long it takes to get there in order to get the star.
Listen, if a shop shuts at 8 and if it gets to like 6 minutes to 8 and I just get there and I park on a double yellow line right outside the shop so I don't miss like getting into the shop quickly and I get that star bar. But that's when I'm having a really bad craving. And as you know, I live 25 minutes from a shop. So when I have the craving that's on me, like the devil on my shoulder, I can be thinking about that from 4 o'clock and then it gets to 20 to 8 and then I'm in the car and I've gone. But I feel like I'm almost a prisoner to sugar. And I always say, oh, I'm a 70s child and that's what we all ate in the 70s. And I say that jokingly a lot, but I do feel like I am such a sugar addict. It's ridiculous. And I sort of bring it up with other people. I say, oh, what do you, and it's quite shocking the amount of sugar that I have. They look horrified when I say the amount I eat.
What would be an average day sugar-wise?
Well, I could be really, really, really honest and tell you that I could eat 4 packs of Jammy Dodgers a day, like plus a giant family-sized Dairy Milk, plus a Snickers, plus a Star Bar, plus 4, 5, 6 cans of Coke. I have got much better with the Coke because I think, oh, well, if I don't have that, I could have an extra Star Bar or whatever. So that's my trade-off.
I'm sure the listeners are beginning to see why it was you that I picked on when I was like, I know, because sugar is so, as you said, you're totally addicted. It's so addictive. It hits the dopamine senses. The microbes in our gut thrive on it, but not the good microbes. A lot of like yeast and things thrive on sugar. So I did think it would be quite a challenge for you. And I was interested to see the change in how you felt. And from listening to your diary, it was quite profound. You had a really big shift, which was for the better by the sounds of it. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
By day two, I felt so much better. I slept and I felt so much better. I really want to get out of this cycle of this sugar binging. Chocolate is available all the time everywhere. So it's like I don't have to go to a specific place. It's everywhere. So it really just feeds my addiction to it.
Well, yeah. And it's not so much chocolate actually isn't the baddie because cacao and things are actually good for you. Like a little bit of dark chocolate's good for you. It's the sugar that makes it not your friend, really. Dairy milk, I mean, I get it. It's delicious, but it's full of sugar.
I've tried every dark chocolate from here to Peru and dark chocolate just doesn't cut it. I could eat 20 bars of dark chocolate and I'll still still go and eat a family-sized dairy milk. Like, it doesn't work for my head. It doesn't trick me. And it doesn't...
Because you're not hitting the sugar sensors. Because actually, you also said something about your taste buds changing. And your taste buds do change. So whenever I have somebody in clinic, loads of people have sugar issues. And they're like, oh, I can't do it. And I'm just like, you sort of have to cold turkey coming off sugar. And then your taste buds do change. And then if you stop feeding the microbes that love the sugar and your brain that loves the sugar, then you start to be like, oh, okay, I can do this. But you do sort of have to grin and bear it for a little while. And then you do start to feel better and things start to taste better. Your energy improves, your sleep improves. And you said your skin had improved a lot as well.
My skin improved dramatically. Like all the red inflammation, I've been to every dermatologist, paid thousands of pounds. Like, why is my skin so dry? As soon as I took the sugar out, that all went. My skin completely cleared up. Like the rash on my forehead as soon as I stopped with the sugar.
Amazing. Because sugar is very inflammatory. It really irritates the body. Sugar is a real pain in the ass, to be honest, that we have to put up with it.
My eyes really itch when I do eat lots of sugar. I don't know why that is. And my forehead inflames. And that also wakes me up in the night. So I'm scratching my forehead from sugar binging.
Yes. Because also, it sounded like you did really well with the cooking front. And I meant to ask you, did you enjoy cooking slightly differently? Did you enjoy cooking like the rainbow veg that I asked you to eat and things like that?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that. It looked pretty, you know, like the different colour veggies. And I did stupid things like put it on a nicer, posher plate.
Yes.
I thought, I'll treat myself to this very basic meal. But I really enjoyed it. I didn't find it hard. And I rotated it all from chicken and then a soup and then fish, which I love anyway.
Yeah. And also, you were quite good at introducing good fats as well. So you got the protein, but also the good fats from nuts, which was really good to hear.
Nuts I like. And then I just introduced some raisins into the nuts, which I don't like raisins at all. But I forced them down with some nuts so that it sort of stopped my craving later at night for sugar.
All right, great. So the question is, James, have you carried on and do you think you will carry on?
Well... I did carry on for a while, but then this weekend just gone, it's been horrendous. And as I'm talking to you now, I want to scratch my forehead off. So I know that I've had a binge because my forehead is so inflamed and sore and my eyes are tired. And I woke up this morning and I just thought, oh, I can't even cope today. I gave up smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day. I gave up alcohol, but the sugar thing, I don't know if I'll ever give that up completely. It's an emotional thing and it's just to make me feel a bit more rock and roll and naughty. Bar of chocolate.
You know, life is for bloody living. Like smoking, we know it kills us, but thousands and thousands of people continue to do it. Chocolate, you're saying, makes you feel itchy and gives you this itchy eyes and sore skin, but you still want to do it because there is a part of your brain that seeks pleasure and doesn't really give a damn about the actual consequences. So it's about finding a balance in there. And that's what life is really about, finding a balance. If I was you, I'd tell you where I'd start actually, is I'd start by darkening chocolate as much as possible. Those are the little changes you can make. Okay, so if you're going to eat it, let's try and, you know, make it the best quality you can. And then also, if you just slowly shift, the thing is, if you try and make these shifts really seismic, they don't last. You said that when you were eating the higher protein, you weren't craving it as much. And the thing is that actually, if you go and you don't have a roast, you're bloody hungry for one. So you probably have 3 puddings. Whereas if you go and you have a meal that's got higher protein, some good fats, you won't be as hungry. So you probably won't eat as much of the sweet stuff. Okay, so if you had learned 3 things from this exercise, what would those 3 things be, would you say?
That I love a challenge from you, tick. That I can do it. Like the same will that I gave up smoking, I've got the willpower to do it. And then basically I'll just feel better. You know, it takes a long time, doesn't it? Like to give up smoking took a long time. And every single doctor say, you've got to give up smoking. And I say, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. And then I never ever smoked again. So I think the sugar thing will come and I'll just click off and then I'll never ever eat sugar again like that. Yeah. I'm an all or nothing person. I can't substitute it for dark because my head will trick me. So I have to completely cut it out like I did for your challenge and then that will make me feel better.
Yeah. Okay. And I suppose the things that I've learned from listening to you is it reminds me of how difficult it is for people with sugar. Like that sugar addiction is so strong. But also that actually, if you up your protein and reduce your sugar, that it does help your blood sugar levels like massively. But it's always good to do these challenges because it reminds you of how bloody powerful just what you put in your mouth can be. And the massive change that it can make in a very short period of time.
I went from having 5 teaspoons of sugar in my tea to having 0. I don't have any sugar in my coffee anymore. anymore, ever. So I'm making little steps, like you said, yeah. But that's from doing your thing. Thank you very much.
Well, good. I'm very glad. It is true. Little steps are the way forward, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, James. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for asking me.
Thanks, James.
Bring on the next challenge.
Okay, I will. Don't tempt me.
Coming up next time on The Wellness Breakdown, I challenge my mate Andrea to a week of breathing exercises and cold showers, also known as the Wim Hof method, to find out if cold showers really are cool for our health and well-being, or if the hype is just hot air. Listen in to hear her live freezing finale. Couple of quick notes before we go, but they are important ones. Make sure to subscribe to The Wellness Breakdown so you get automatically notified about new episodes wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really want to hear from you and what you all think of the show. Be sure to send us your thoughts, comments, and what challenges you would like Rose and I to take on next. Write to us at inbox@thewellnessbreakdown.com or find us via Instagram @thewellnessbreakdown. Details in the show notes too. You've been listening to The Wellness Breakdown, our podcast,
presented by me, Rosemary Ferguson,
and me, Eve Kalinic. This podcast was produced by One Fine Play. From One Fine Play, James Bishop is the executive producer, Kasra Faruzia is the audio and visual engineer, Connor Foley is the editorial producer and researcher, additional creative support from Selena Christofidis. This episode was recorded by Kasra Faruzia.
Thanks for listening to The Wellness Breakdown. We would also like to say thank you to our sponsor, Simprove. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. Like us, Simprove believes everyone deserves to get the most out of their lives, and one of the keys to this is a healthy mind and a healthy gut microbiome. Of course, do seek a professional medical opinion if you need advice. If you want to try Simprove, head to the Simprove website and use the code WellnessBreakdown15 for 15% off your first order. And please, if you like the show, rate the podcast and subscribe as well. Hi guys, this is just a quick reminder that although we are professionals, if you're in need of health advice, please visit your GP. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for medical advice. Please consult a medical professional or provider if you're seeking medical advice, diagnosis, or specific treatment.